We say in Kiddush, Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, that Pesach is the commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt. So Rav Charlap writes, when we left Egypt, there was a voice in heaven that said, why are the Jews different? They're pagans just like the Egyptians. Why are you splitting the sea for the Jews and drowning the Egyptians in that same sea? So in heaven there was a voice that said, they're not fitting to be redeemed. But what does the Ribbono Shel Olam say? I love them. So in Yetziat Mitzrayim there was a revelation of a love, Avat Chinam, a love that is not reciprocated. The Ribbono Shel Olam says it is free. I don't owe it to you. It's not because you did something that I love you. Ava without limits that Hashem has for Israel, His people, and Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim. And the root of it is love. The root of it is not the merits that we have. And so when Hashem gives us a revelation of that love, so then we rise and we rise and we continue to rise without limits. Betzeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, it says in Tehillim, Haita Yehuda lekodesho. Judea, the people of Israel, they became holy. There was tremendous growth when that love was revealed. And ever since then, our capacity to attain Torah and mitzvot and grow, they all stem from that love that was revealed. I want to take this just to give you an interesting story. One of our kids was once making serious trouble everywhere. In class, all the kids were fighting with him. The teachers, every teacher had a complaint against them. At home, the kid was getting up when everyone was sleeping and stealing from all the other kids. Problems, okay? So you try to figure out what's going on with the kid, right? Does he need attention? Is he not getting enough sleep? Does he need more order in his life? What do you do? So we tackled it on every front. We sat with the teachers. We spoke to other children's parents. We tried to figure out what the kid was doing that was annoying other kids, what other kids were doing that was annoying him. We tried inviting other children to the house so they'd play together. We tried many, many different things to see on each front what was going on and to see on the overall front what was going on. And then one Shabbos afternoon, I said, Mincha's in 15 minutes. I got to leave for Mincha. I want to grab a nap. So I said to the kids, I don't have a teddy bear. Who wants to be my teddy bear? I'm going to sleep. So this kid said, me. So I said, okay, but I'm really going to sleep. And I'm not, you have to be quiet, but I'm going to sleep. And you're welcome to be my teddy bear. So the kid said, great, I want to be your teddy bear. So I went to sleep, and the kid came and lay next to me, and I hugged him, and I fell asleep. Of course, I kissed him and hugged him until I fell asleep. And 15 minutes later, I had to get up for Mincha. And when I got up, he was awake, but he was lying there 15 minutes. So when I got up, I said, you know, you're an amazing teddy bear. So he said, yeah, I know. So I said, it was so much fun hugging you and sleeping. And he said, yeah. And he was glowing. And that was the turning point. Meaning everything else that we had done, it was like putting on Band-Aids. Those 15 minutes, he started... He'd walk around and remind me all week long, you remember I'm a good teddy bear? You remember I'm a good teddy bear? He needed that love to be hugged, to be kissed, to be held. Nothing other than that. But if I had to look at one moment where that kid had a switch, had a turning point, that was his moment. When we give, like Rav Harlap says, free love, avat chinam, when the people who are close to us sense that there are no conditions, I expect nothing from you, but I'm going to love you. when we can give that, when a person can give that to their spouse, to their children, so then, like Rav Harlap writes, the growth is without limits. Can Am Yisrael, Rav Harlap says, a phenomenal concept. He says, every element of growth that we attained, every ounce of Torah, every ounce of greatness that the Jewish people have, every mitzvah that we can accomplish, goes back to the love that Hashem revealed to us at Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's the basis. A guy came to me once and said to me, I have to kick my daughter out of the house. I said, why? He said, she's dating an Arab. I said, and? He says, and I have no idea where the limit is. And I can't have this in the house. I said, why, did you try the opposite? He said, what do you mean? I said, did you try showing her you love her and that nothing she does can undo that? He said, it's not true. If she marries an Arab, I'm not bringing this Arab into the house. I'm not going to have it. I said, okay, you can't deal with who she's dating right now. He said, yes, I can, and we won't go there. I said, yeah, but there's a reality. The reality is, try to give her unconditional love. Try to tell her that you see good in her. He was very upset at me. So then the daughter calls me up and she asks for a meeting. So, okay. My wife was in the house, right? I never meet with a woman unless my wife is there, literally there. He sat down and she starts talking. And then I said to her, you know how I view it? She says, now how do you view it? I said, I view it as you're a person who keeps the whole Torah. You keep Kashrut. You daven every day. You keep Shabbat. She says, right. I said, there's one mitzvah you're having a challenge with right now. She said, you're 100% right. I said, yeah. Yeah, we just have to explain that to your father. She ended up marrying a Jew, building a beautiful family. Everything turned around. Because, and I kept telling her father, she doesn't understand the severity of what she's doing. I asked him, does she keep Shabbat? He said, yeah. I said, does she keep Kashrut? He said, yeah. I said, everything else she keeps? Yeah. And she claims that she's even Shomer Nagia with the Arab. I said, okay, so she doesn't understand. She's making a mistake. Don't push her away. Bring her close. Do the opposite. Show her you love her. Give her the strength to stand up to this challenge. She's already in a relationship. How is she going to pull out of the relationship? By you pushing her away? Bring her close and give her the strength to overcome this challenge she has. So Rav Harlap says, every accomplishment the Jewish people have ever accomplished dates back to that. And I think the concept Rav Harlap is teaching us is a concept of how you empower people. When a person knows that they're loved, that gives them the strength to stand up to challenges. When a person doesn't have that basis, so then it's very hard to stand up to any challenge. Rav Harlap says we have a concept throughout the world we know. In the physical world, nothing happens before it first reveals its potential. When you have potential, then the potential is realized. The same is true with regards to Am Yisrael. Every accomplishment of the Jewish people is a realization of the potential that was implanted within us when Hashem showed us that love. And that's why we say Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, because without that we'd have nothing. Rav Harlap is saying the Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim is the concept that Hashem loves us, and as bad as I'm going to be, Hashem still loves me. And it doesn't matter that we hit the 49th rung, Hashem says, you're still my people. And Hashem still gives us the potential. When Hashem showed us that we reached the lowest rung we could reach, and Hashem says, I'm still taking you out. When Hashem showed us that, then we had the strength. That was the potential that was realized in every other accomplishment we've accomplished since then. One of the rules we say in education is, never threaten with love. Never threaten with love. Never say, succeed in the test so mommy will love you. Because if you do, then the natural response of a child is to fail the test. Because they want to prove to themselves that you love them even if they don't succeed in the test. So whenever if we want to take the inverse of that, then when you give a child the foundation that they know they're loved, and nothing else, nothing can change that, so then you give them the strength to accomplish it.